In 2016, Michigan landfills took in more than 49 million cubic yards of solid waste. Some of that total included food particles that were thrown out by restaurants and food processing facilities. The city of Lansing is trying to reduce that environmental impact. Last September, the city began a pilot program called Scraps to Soil. The initiative is designed to convert food scraps into finished compost used for gardening and landscaping. I decided to check in on the program 6 months in to learn how one local business is doing its part.
She comes around here.
Even before patrons walk inside Lansing Brewing Company just north of downtown, strategically placed outdoor speakers set the mood. LBC opened in Lansing, or rather reopened, not quite 18 months ago. Touting itself as the city's only full-scale brewery, it's a resurrection of the beer factory that first opened its doors in 1898. It's a smooth blend of 19th-century pride and 21st-century vibe. 6 months ago, officials with the city's Live Green Lansing project sought out LBC to take part in its new eco-friendly pilot project. Chris Carrington is Lansing Brewing Company's executive chef.
They approached us, I think, because we were a new up-and-coming place, and we gladly accepted, and it kind of just steamrolled from there. So,
instead of landing in a dumpster, leftover food at LBC is tossed into a compost bucket. 3 times a week, the excess is picked up by Diamonddale-based Hammond Farms, which converts everything from beans to broccoli into high-quality soil. Natalie Molnar is the program manager for Live Green Lansing. She says the finished value-added product is called closed-loop compost.
And it's a very high-quality soil amendment that farmers and local gardeners love to use.
Is there a particular product that makes closed-loop compost that's really the ideal substance for that?
The ideal? It's really a balance. So compost has to have a good amount of greens and browns, they call it. So really anything other than a lot of dairy or meat products, they can take those and they will compost at their facility. But the really desirable are going to be your fruits and vegetables. Coffee grounds are great for the soil. And then Hammond Farms adds in leaves and yard scrap and other brown material to get that good balance.
Foods that came from the soil to begin with.
Exactly.
Since September, Live Green Lansing has collected nearly 130 cubic yards of food scraps from participants like LBC. That's a stack tall enough to surpass Lansing's Bogie Tower.
Where is this type of compost best used?
It is best used in any gardening application or landscaping. So anybody that has flower beds, this is a really great product to add to your soil. Here in Lansing, the Ingham County Land Bank, as well as the Greater Lansing Food Bank Garden Project, purchased the finished soil from Hammond Farms. A lot of residents and commercial landscapers are familiar with their product. But through the pilot, they are not making a profit on the end product. We will actually be donating it back to community gardens.
More than a dozen mid-Michigan businesses participate in Scraps to Soil. But the program is not yet attracting the attention organizers hoped it would 6 months ago. Live Green Lansing's Natalie Molnar says she'd love to see more. Chris Carrington is optimistic the program will continue to grow in Lansing, a city that, in his mind, has some catching up to do with its more environmentally conscious peers.
I've been in Grand Rapids and Ann Arbor. It's huge through there. I have said in the past I think Lansing's a few years behind those two towns, but I think they are definitely catching up, and I think programs like this will, you know, obviously do nothing but the best to help them.
For WKAR, I'm Kevin Lavery.